वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of February, 1975, in Caracas, Venezuela.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Nigamakalpatarodgalitam Phalam Sukhumukhad Amritadharmasangyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhu Raho Rasika Bhumi Bhavuka. Last night we discussed the verse Dharma Prodhita Kalita Vatra, that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the cheating type of religious system is rejected. We have already explained, dharma does not mean a kind of faith, blind faith. Dharma means the real characteristic. For example, just like water is liquid, this is the characteristic of water. That is dharma. Stone is solid. That is the characteristic of stone. That is dharma. So, faith is different thing. Faith, I have got faith today in something. Tomorrow, I may have faith in some other thing. And actually we see sometimes a person called a Hindu, he is changing his faith to Muslim or Christian, or a Christian is changing his faith to another way. So faith can be changed, but the characteristics cannot be changed. Just like water is liquid, the liquidity cannot be changed of water. So in Sanskrit language or in Vedic literature, dharma means the characteristics which cannot be changed. Now, let us consider what is the characteristic of the living being. The characteristic is that every one of us is serving somebody superior. Nobody, we are sitting in this hall, can say that I am not serving anyone. If somebody is not serving anyone, then he must be serving his own senses. The whole material world is going on because the people are engaged in the service of the senses. For sense gratification, one is doing very, very risky job. So, nobody can say that I am not serving. That is the characteristic of the living being, and that is called dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna das, means we living entities, our real characteristic is to serve God. But we have given up the service of God, therefore we are now engaged in the service of the senses. And because we are constitutionally servant, therefore either we shall serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Absolute Truth, or if we do not like to serve the Absolute Truth, then we must serve our senses. Therefore it is described dharma prodhita koita vatra, means cheating type of religion is completely rejected here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Here this material world means everyone is trying to be master, but actually he is servant. Just like take, for example, in a family, the family head is the, actually he is servant of his wife, of his children, or of his even servants. He is servant, but he is thinking that I am the master of this family. In your country especially, if the husband cannot satisfy the wife, immediately there is divorce. So although in the name one is husband of the wife, but actually he is servant of the wife. The head of the family, just to keep the family members satisfied, he must be ready to serve all of them. If he dissatisfies any one of the family members, even to the servant, the whole family is disturbed. Therefore, constitutionally, we are all servants, but we are serving misguidedly the senses. Why I serve my wife? Because she gives me facility of sense gratification. Actually, I do not serve even my wife, but I serve my own senses. In this way, if you make an analytical study of everyone, you will find that everyone is engaged to serve his senses. Therefore, my original characteristic is to serve, but I am misplacing my service to somewhere else. So, therefore it is said in this verse, dharma prochita koitavata. Koitava means cheating. Everyone is serving his senses, but he is thinking that he is master. That is koitava, means cheating, or maya. The conclusion is that as we are constitutionally servant, we must remain a servant, not try falsely to become master. But by experience we see that by giving service to so many things, nobody is satisfied, neither I am satisfied. For example, again let us go to the family life. A man has served the family with heart and soul throughout the whole life, and when he is old man, if he asks permission from his wife, my dear wife, now I have served so much, let me take sannyas now. The wife will never give permission. She will say, what you have done? I have got to do so many things. This son is not yet settled up, this daughter is not yet married. How you can take sannyas? So you cannot do. So actually, he is a servant of the wife, but he is thinking a master of the family. This is called maya. And any religious system on the platform of this false understanding is also cheating. Therefore it is said, dharma prochita koitavata. Koitava means cheating, which is not dharma. No, it is not the characteristic. The characteristic is that I am eternally servant of God. So, instead of serving God, if I serve the dog, that is called cheating religion. Nobody is meant for serving a dog, but because I am servant, if I haven't got sufficient engagement as servant of God, then I keep a dog to serve him. So the conclusion is that constitutionally I am servant of God, but instead of giving service to God, I am now engaged in the service of the dog. So on the standard of this so-called service, the Bhagavad Dharma is not discussed. No, means the false service. Now, how it is, it is concluded. Therefore, the next verse says, nigama kalpataro galitam phalam. This real service is enunciated here as the essence of all Vedic knowledge. Nigama means the Vedas, and it is called kalpataru. Kalpataru means desire tree. Vedic knowledge is so perfect that you can receive from the Vedas all different types of knowledge. You can receive knowledge from the Vedas, all kinds of knowledge, means the social, political, and scientific, and there are so many departments of knowledge, even engineering, medical science. The medical science is called Ayurveda. Ayurveda means the Vedic knowledge about the duration of life. Similarly, there is, Dhanurveda. Dhanurveda is military science. There are so many departments, just like this aeroplane, that is also mentioned in the Vedas. There are not only aeroplanes, there are three other sciences. It is called Kapodvahi. Kapodvahi means, the Kha means sky, and Pod means sea. As there is science how to manufacture the airship, There is another science of the same type. It is called Kapodvahi. Kapod means pigeons. You can train up pigeons and they will carry you from one place to another. There is another science which is called Akashpatol. Akashpatol means in the akash, in the sky, you can fly with any vehicle. There are mantras. Suppose I am sitting on this throne. By chanting those mantras, this seat will be flying in the sky. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam that Kardamuni, father of Kapila, he made an aeroplane on exactly a township with big, big buildings, with lake, garden, and so many people that was flying in the sky and visited all the planets. Therefore it is said, Nigama Kalpataru. Kalpataru means desire tree. So Vedas are compared with the desire tree. Desire tree means, just like here in this material world, you go to the mango tree, you get mangoes. But you cannot get samosa. But desire tree, there are in the spiritual planet, there are desire tree. Whatever you want, you can get from the tree. You go to any tree and whatever you like, you get it from it. So that is called Kalpataru. So these Vedas are compared with the Kalpataru because you can derive any kind of knowledge from Vedic literature. So Veda means knowledge. The word Veda means knowledge. So, Vedic literature means you can take it, any kind of knowledge, it can be called Vedas. Vedti Veda Veda Jnani Vinti Veda Vicharane. So, in Sanskrit grammar, the Vidhatu, from Vidhatu means knowing. And from Vidhatu, the word Veda has come. Now, the author says, that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is compared with the tree, and the tree has got fruit. So, this Bhagavatam is the fruit of the Vedic tree. That means you keep a tree for some getting fruit. If there is no fruit, that is meant for fuel, it is useless tree. So here it is said, Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam, means the Vedic literature is just like the desired tree, and the Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit. And Galitam Phalam means a fruit ripened in the tree. It is very, very delicious. Generally, for business purpose, fruits are unripe fruits are taken from the tree, and it is artificially kept to ripe. That fruit means the unripe fruit taken from the tree and it is ripened artificially, that is not so tasteful. And if the fruit is ripened in the tree fully, then you taste it, it is very delicious. Another thing is that if any fruit in the tree, when it is ripened, it is tasted by the parrot, touched by the beak of the parrot, it becomes more delicious. So here it is said that this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is not only the ripened fruit of the Vedic tree, but it is tasted by Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is the realized person. He is liberated, realized person. Therefore, to hear Bhagavatam from him is immediately delicious and effective. Sukamukhād amritam dhruva-saṅgītam. It is because it is explained by Sukadeva Goswami, not a professional third-class man, but Sukadeva Goswami. It is the injunction of Sanatana Goswami that one should hear Vedic literature, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, from the realized person. Sri Sanatana Goswami says, avaiṣṇava mukhad girna puta hari katha amritam sarvanam na kartavyam, means the hari katha amritam, means the Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita, this is hari katha amritam, the nectarine about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that was called hari katha amritam. So one should not hear hari katha amritam from a non-realized avaiṣṇava. Vaiṣṇava means Vishnu Asya Devata, one who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. It is said in the Vedic literature, Rāmādi muttisu kalā niyamena tiṣṭhan nāna avatāra makarat bhuvaneṣu kintu Krishna Sayam Samabhava Paramapamanu Govindamadibhujam Tamamudya, means that Lord Krishna has plenary expansions in many, many forms, beginning with Ramadi, Lord Ramchandra and Parashurama and Balaram. There are three Rams and Matsavatar, Kudmavatar, Bhavanavatar, Kalki avatar, many, some of them are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So the original person is Krishna. Krishna Sayam Samabhavat Paramapumānyu. The idea of praising Sukadeva Goswami means he is not a professional Bhagavad reader. He is realized so. Therefore, hearing of Bhagavat from Sukadeva Goswami is recommended. Or the representative of Sukadeva Goswami. Representative means one who is strictly following the principle adopted by Sukadeva Goswami. Just like Sukadeva Goswami first of all spoke Srimad Bhagavatam before Maharaj Parikshit. And in that meeting, Suta Goswami was present. You will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Ubhāca, means Suta Goswami, after hearing from Sukadeva Goswami, he repeated the same Bhagavat recitation in the Naimisharanya. There was a big meeting about 2,500 years ago, or more than that, at Naimisharanya. That Naimisharanya is still there in India. It is now changed by the name Nimsha. It is situated about 100 miles off from Lucknow. So still there are many hermitages in Naimisharanya. People go there to visit, as it is a place of pilgrimage. So this Bhagavatam was discussed there at Naimisharanya. So here it is recommended that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature, and it was first spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. The Vedic literature is full of knowledge that I have described. And the essence of Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. Among the learned circles in India, it is said, Vidya Bhagavatabhadhi means your education should be up to Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you will have complete education. Then we shall understand what is our constitutional position and what is our real characteristic. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, the word mukti or liberation is stated. It, Srimad Bhagavatam defines mukti as this. Mukti hitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti means mukti means giving up our unreal engagement and to be situated in the real, original, characteristic engagement. For our original and characteristic that we are eternal servant of God, Krishna, if we are situated in the that platform, our eternal platform, serving Krishna, that is mukti. Mukti means give up the false conception of life and take the real conception of life, that is mukti. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita gives mukti in this word. Sarva dharman parityajya mami kam saranam vraja. Sarva dharman means all kinds of this bogus religious system. You, sarva dharman parityajya, why is advising parityajya? Give it up. Because it is bogus. It is cheating. The real dharma is mami kam saranam. Surrender unto me. Mama concern. Yeah. This is religion. Krishna in the beginning, in the fourth chapter, he says, Dada Dadahi Dharma Sabglani Bhavati Bharata Abhuttana Madharma Sadatmanam Sijamaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya Chadiskidam Dharma Samasthapanathaya. Sammabhāmi, these are the statement, means whenever there is mismanagement of the word dharma or pure characteristic, at that time I appear. So Krishna appeared for re-establishing the real principles of dharma or religion. So he did not come or did not appear for establishing the so-called religion system, Hindu religion and Muslim religion or Christian religion or this religion, that. Not that type. Real religion. Therefore he says, sarva dharman parityajya, give up all this. Simply surrender unto me. So any religious system which is teaching to divert the attention of the follower to so many things, that is cheating religion. Just like in India, there is a class of men, they are called Mayavadis. They recommend that you worship any demigod. The result is the same. This is false religion. Krishna says that mam ekam saranam, only surrender unto me. Then one may ask them, the Vedas, there are so many demigods worship is recommended. Is that false? That is not false, because it is mentioned in the Vedas, you cannot say it is false. But they are meant for all material benefit. Material benefit means it is mentioned that if you want to be very educated, you worship this demigod. If you want a beautiful wife, then you worship this demigod. If you want to be very wealthy, then you worship this demigod. In this way there are different items, but all these things are material things. So that is mentioned in the Bhagavad. Kam khantam karmanayana siddhi jajante yo devata. Those who are desirous of getting success in this material life, they, for them the different demigod worship is recommended. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said also, kamastasta hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Means that those who are engaged in worshipping other demigods, their sense is lost by lusty desires. Suppose if I want wealth or beautiful wife or very good position or good education, what are these? These are all temporary things, so long this body is there. But one should be interested for eternal things, because every one of us is eternal. So, if we want a beautiful wife or wealth, that is simply for this body only. In next body, our desires will be different. Suppose next body I get an animal body, then I will require a wife in a different type. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamidhata. The material desirous person, they get some benefit for this short duration of life, but that will be ended. That will not continue. With the end of the body, everything will be finished. Therefore, these desires that let me have wealth, let me have nice wife, let me have nice material education and so on and so on, these are not permanent. It is temporary. Antavattu phalam tesam. So, a real learned person who is interested in eternal life, they are not interested with all these temporary things. Even if you go to the heavenly planet, because these things are promised in the Vedic literature, that is also temporary. So mukti means to give up all these material desires and be situated in your original constitution and position, Krishna consciousness. That is liberation. Liberation does not mean that when you get liberation, you have got now two hands, you will have four hands like that. No. Liberation means change of consciousness. Now we are conscious of material enjoyment. Give me nice wife, give me nice wealth, give me nice education, give me this, so many. There is no end. So, therefore Bhagavad says, hitya annatha rupam. These are all men, the necessities of the body. Sarupena avasthiti, you be situated in your original consciousness, namely Krishna consciousness. That is mukti, liberation. Therefore, the definition of bhakti means anna vilasita sunnam. No other material desires. No desires, material. Desire means that we desire now material desire. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanamritam anukullina krishnanusiranam bhakti viruttama. This is bhakti marga. Simply to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti marga. No other desire, no other motive. That is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitangava jagadisha kamai mamo janmani janmani sari bhavatam bhakti yahaitu gītai. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, his instruction should be followed. What is this? Na dhanam. I don't want any wealth, material wealth. No, jana. I don't want any so-called followers. No sundarim kavita. Neither I want a very beautiful wife. Then what do you want? These are the material things everyone wants. Na mama janamani janmanishari bhavatam bhakti. Even I don't want liberation. Liberation means there is no more janma. But he said janmani janmani. Life after life. I want to be engaged in your devotion and service. This is real characteristic, and that should be called. So this is the essence of Vedic knowledge. The essence of Vedic knowledge is Vedanta. Vedanta. There are four Vedas and many branches, 18 Puranas, and then 108 Upanishads, all combined together. The essence is taken as the Srimad Bhagavatam. First of all, Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the author of all this literature. Not author. He has written. Formerly, there was no need of writing because people are very intelligent. as soon as one hears from the spiritual master, he remembers. That was the position 5,000 years ago, not now. Now the memory is not served. Therefore, he left all this Vedic literature, Vedic tradition into writing. So Vedanta Sutra is the cream of all Vedic literature, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the further explanation of this Vedanta Sutra. So, because Vyasadeva knew that later on this Vedanta Sutra will be misinterpreted by so many rascals, therefore he left the comment on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadev Goswami and his disciple succession, that we shall enjoy life even after liberation. Rasam alayam. Alayam, layam means liberation, means this material life completely finished, spiritual life. Then the spiritual life also you will enjoy Srimad Bhagavatam. But for whom it is meant? That is said here, Mohuraha Rasika Bhubi Bhavuka. Those who are very thoughtful and rasic, humorous, transcendentally humorous, they can understand Srimad Bhagavatam and enjoy it.
Yes, all right. Now any questions?
What is the position of a person who takes devotional service with the idea of liberation?
That is not pure bhakti. You can take devotional service with any idea that will be fulfilled. But anyone who wants liberation by devotional service, he is not a pure devotee. That is called jnanamishrava, means bhakti adulterated with jnana. Real bhakti, as I have explained, annamilasita sunnam jnana karma anabhritam, means no other desire than to serve Krishna. That is pure bhakti. Jnana-karma-dhanabhrita means the karmis, they want promotion in the heavenly planets, and the jnanis, they want to become one with the Supreme for liberation. So it should be uncovered by the result of jnana and karma and fully devoid of any other desire. That is what. So those who are bhaktas and desiring after liberation, they are not pure. Because why a devotee shall aspire after liberation? As soon as a bhakta, he is already liberated. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maham chabhya vicharini bhakti yogena yasevate sagunan samatittvaitana brahma bhuyaya dalvata. He, anyone who is engaged in pure devotional service, he is transcendental to all these three qualities of the material world, and he is situated in the Brahma platform. Liberation means to be situated on the Brahma platform. So for a bhakta, the liberation is already there. Hey, Srila Billamangal Thakur has said, Mukti Mukulita Anjali Sevate Asma. We are devotees, so Mukti, liberation, is standing on my door with folded hands. What can I do for you? So why a pure bhakta should desire after liberation? For a pure bhakta, the liberation is standing on the door as medicine. So a devotee is not aspirous of liberation.
Is it possible to achieve liberation
with
other religions?
There is no other religion except Krishna consciousness. All cheating religion. That is we discuss. Dharma, Prodhita, Koido, all cheating type of religion is rejected, kicked out.
In other words, so you arrived here, there was no possibility of liberation for humanity.
That you can judge. If I say it will be self-advertisement, but you are intelligent, you can judge. But I have not brought something invented by me. I have brought the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. That's all.
In other words, people, until now, people did not have the chance to liberate themselves.
No. Why not liberate themselves? But the thing is, they are not trained up. Just like, take for example the Christians. They call themselves Christians, they violate all the principles of Christianity. It's like in the Christian principle is, thou shalt not kill. And they are very expert in killing. So what is Christian religion? When he is Christian.
How can the people in general recognize when a devotee is pure?
That is, I have already described. He has no material desire except to serve Krishna or God. That is pure devotee. So, that's all right. Chant Hare Krishna.